Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. I'd love for you to speak to the issue of rest. When you tie that into resurrection year, the importance of rest, what that looks like, the purpose of it. Say more about that, if you would.
Yeah, rest is just so important. In fact, let me give four words for people who are going through a broken dream and maybe are just looking for that resurrection year. And by the way, the resurrection year can be 12 months, it can be just a season. But number one would be rest, is that you no doubt have expended so much energy on this dream that you're probably just exhausted and you need some rest. So can you take some holiday time? If you can't do that, can you just maybe reduce the amount of duties that you have or responsibilities that you have just to create some space to rest? Number two would be recreation. The literal meaning of the word recreation is to recreate. So what are those things that restore you and recreate you and fill you up again? Like I was saying before, beauty works for me. Meryn, it's reading books. For you, it might be music. It might be playing sport. It might be taking up a new hobby. It might be writing a book. You know, it might be writing something. So rest, recreation. Thirdly would be renewal. No doubt, this has raised questions for you about God and about your relationship with God and about your faith. A season where you can kind of wrestle through some of those big questions with somebody else. Maybe go to a retreat center. Maybe it's just, you know, reading great books. Maybe you just download every single episode podcast of the Susie Larson Show, you know, and you go through it all. Have some time where you get into a sense of renewal with God so that you can get back into that warm relationship of father-child again. And fourth would be reinvention. That when you can't go through, when you go through a broken dream, you can't become somebody. It affects your identity. Meryn cannot become a mum. That's an identity statement. I was no longer a broadcaster at the time. I'm now doing stuff again, but for the time being, you lose an identity when you go through a broken dream. It's an opportunity for you to become somebody new, and for God to make you somebody new, for Him to put you into a place where you can do and be something brand new. And for us, that has meant a completely new role, kind of becoming people of pseudo-healing, really, and people bringing us their broken hearts and dreams. And you know what, Susie, that never happened when I was in broadcasting. It's happened as a result of sharing this story.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.